However, in most of Western Europe, it is permissible for a learner to drive without one, provided he is seated next to a qualified driver, and provided there is a break between the two of them. We planned to take off on schedule. And so we stowed our gear aboard. I hugged the boys one by one, kissed Corrie again, and we were off. The Opal handled well in spite of its load. In addition to the Bibles, many more than I had ever carried before, there was all the camping and cooking equipment for two people. The extra weight did make the car weave slightly, and I thought I ought to let Hans get used to the new action before crossing the west-east border. So in Germany I turned the wheel over to him. 3 miles later I took the wheel back again. Behind us was a line of cars and trucks, several miles long. "Well, that was fine, Hans. You're actually handling the car a little slowly for this highway, but never mind. The feel of it will come in time."
"I'm never going to get it. I know it."
"Nonsense! You ought to have seen me when I first started driving." And to make him feel better, I told him about my experience in the army driving the Bren carrier, and so we laughed our way into Berlin. If Hans was slow at learning mechanical skills, he was miles ahead of me in other ways. One of them was daring. The friends with whom we stayed in Berlin were enthralled at the idea of taking Bibles to the Soviet Union. "Our church has some Russian Bibles, Andrew. Couldn't you take them along?" I wasn't so sure. Already our gear was knobby to the point of looking suspicious.
"Of course we'll take them," said Hans, and then he turned to me. "If we're going to be arrested for carrying in Bibles, we might as well be arrested for carrying in a lot of them."
So we squeezed the extra books in. Then just as we were leaving, some other friends arrived with a whole carton of Ukrainian Bibles. I looked at Hans pleadingly, but I knew already that that box was going with us. This time there was simply no storage place left.
"Well," said Hans, "you told me you always leave a few Bibles in plain sight, so God can do the job and not you. I'll just carry these on my lap."
Our transit visa allowed us 72 hours in Poland. There had been many changes in Warsaw since my first visit to that city 6 years earlier. We passed the school where my hotel had been, and the barracks where I had talked to the Red Soldiers. But the rubble heap where I had seen the little girl was cleared away, and a park was on the site. I introduced Hans to friends both in Warsaw and other towns across the country, as we made the most of our 3 days. And then, not 30 miles from the Russian border, I realized I had made a serious mistake in changing money, way back in Warsaw.
"Do you know what I've done?" I said to Hans. "I exchanged too many guilders into zloty."
"Can't you change them back again at the border?"
"No. Warsaw's the only place where you can get foreign currency, and if we go back there now our visa will run out.